Okay, so yesterday we discussed the halacha that an akum, shchitas akum, is nevela. It's a mishnah on Yudgim Laman Aleph on page 9. And we said the two reasons why, in the Rishonim, of why shchitas akum is no good. One reason is he's a lav bar zvicha, that's Tosfos the Rosh. And the Rambam says that Shechitas Akum is considered Shechita L'Avodah Zarah, even though he didn't necessarily have Kavodah L'Avodah Zarah. But we label an Akum his Shechita as Shechita L'Avodah Zarah. But then the Mishnah says in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph on page 9, U'metama B'masa. And not only is Shechitas Akum a nevela legabe heter achila, it's also metama b'masa. In other words, it's tuma because it's a nevela. So a nevela is not only in this achila; it's also tuma b'masa. Right. And we said okay. So
do we ever find one without the other?
Well, we know that by Shechitas Treifa we learned that a treifa
is not matamic.
It's matar midday nevela, but it's still also bachila.
Doesn't Rambam compare Shechitas Akum?
Yeah, we'll see.
My question is, at any time it's in the Vela, it's always assumed that it's Matana as well.
Right.
Even though it's the Shechitas Kohen, but it was done by everybody, nonetheless.
Right.
If you showed up, it looks like it's the Shechitas.
Right. You said that. Physically, and it was performed properly.
Okay, so there's a famous Rambam, page 16. Perk base of Zavar Hatuma Halacha, Perk base Halacha Yud. So, it says, Shikas Akum the Veil, Matabam the Masa. Feel it's Rolo Medal Gabal. Him Shachat Besakin Yafa, Shikita Karoi. But then he writes, "The karav be'enai she'avzeh midivrei sofrim." He says that maybe this halacha that it's is only midrabanan.
That it's a nevela.
Yeah, which is interesting because you would think that once the shechita is no good and it's nevela, then it's v'tamei b'masa midaraisa. So he says, Korav ve'enai sh'avze midivrei sofrim. Shrei tumas avodah zarah v'tumas tikrovta midivreim. In other words, because the whole tumah of avodah zarah, right, the Rambam shita is that what? That it's the din of avodah zarah. So the whole tumah of avodah zarah is only derabanan. V'glal avodah zarah tisrach lakusim v'nesu shkitosim. So basically what he's saying is, if a goy shechs, so it's nevela l'asar bachila, but the tumah is only midrabanan. The tumah is only midrabanan. It means that the shechitas akum is mahani on a deraisa level. It's not a zero. In other words, according to Tosfos, the Rosh, according to Tosfos in the Rosh, it's a zero. So it means the veil is a deraisa, and the tum is a deraisa.
Tumas the veil is deraisa, yeah.
But here the Rambam is saying it's only the Rabban. So the famous kasha that's the Rambam asks in Tomar, you don't usually find Vim Tomar in a Rambam. Okay, in Tomer you find it in Tosfos. I wonder how many times in all of Mishnah Torah does it ever say in Tomer.
How do we know that the Rambam, the Rabbanim here, is only going on the Tumah, not on the Shkita itself?
Because he only speaks about the Tumah.
Right.
Tumah is a Vodazar. Well, listen carefully. If Tomer, Valohi Asur Bachilav Din Torah, so he has Takasha, but it's also in terms of Achila, Daraisa. So then how could the Tumah only be Drabonim? It should be a Tumah Nevela Daraisa because it's not a good Shechita. So he says, no. Lo kol ha'osur b'achila metame. Not everything that's osur b'achila is metame. Why? Shari treifa asura. If you shech the treifa, it's osur because it's treifa, but still it's tahora. Because the Shechita of a treifa is mahani l'tayil de levela. V'yev shal l'chayit karis ha'tumas will be as miktosh b'achila's kodshav ela v'raya b'rura. So... So one second.
Not for such a severe...
One second, let me just say. So the Rambam sheet is that the Tumas Masa is only Midrabonim. And he brings a proof that it's not Halba HaTalia. That you can have some... Just because a Shechita is not a good Shechita to be Matir Bachila, doesn't mean that it's not Metaher Masa. So it's not Hab Hatalia. You can have the Shechita good for one thing and not for another thing. It's not all or nothing. And what's his Raya? His Raya is from Treifa. Because when you Shech the Treifa, so what's the din? That the it's also Bachila, and what? Yet it's Matayr. So the same thing with an Akum Shechs. It's also Bachila, but it's Matayr Midel Vela. And it's only an Issad Rabban of Tumah. One second. Just let's see what he says, and then you can answer the questions. Okay? That's what the Rambam said. Now you could ask your question.
Why is he trying to bavon here? Is it, most things that are also b'achila are not matame. Apostle Michal is also not
matame. No, but something that requires a shechita, and there's a din nevela, so it seems l'chor it's all or nothing. Because he has to answer because this particular thing there is tumah, we know. So I would think it's all or nothing. If the shechita is good, then it's kosher to eat, and it's tahar. If the shechita is no good, you can't eat it, and it's tummy. But so he's saying, I'm making a new category, that it's usher to eat, but in midaraisa, it's still tahar, and it's the tumah is only drabana. Right. And then what's your question?
I don't know. I'm just thinking about the Lord. There's Trefa, still puts Trefa. In the veil, still puts the veil. You see, with the veil, you always have a Tumah associated with how can you learn out the veil from Trefa. Just because the Trefa doesn't have Tumah.
So he's saying we have a precedent in Halacha for something that the Shechita works for one thing and not the other thing. But the question that you should all be asking is the following. The question you should all be asking, would you like to join us?
I have to ask, when is Shacharit in Shabbat morning? What do we say for us?
Shacharit Shabbat morning, there's a 7:30 minyan, or Hashkama, and then the regular minyan 8:30.
8:30?
In the Glock, Beis Medrash. What is your name?
Avi.
Where are you from? Israel. Okay. Nice to meet you.
Nice to
you. Okay. So the question that you should all be asking is the question you should all be asking. Is like this. By treifa, what's the pshat? The pshat is that the shechita really is good for everything. It's good for achila and good for tumah. The only reason why that it's aser is because treifa is a side aser. That's the pasha pshat. Treifa is a side aser. So therefore, it's not pshat that the shechita only works for one and not the other. The shechita works for achila also. But now we have another halacha of treifa. So it's not that the shechita only held for one thing and not for the other thing. Shechita held for everything by treifa. It's just that by treifa, the reason why you can't eat it is because treifa is a separate, it's a rechila. So who says you can bring a raya to that case? Then when the goy shechs, then also that it, you can do it halfway. Now this question is discussed. Hey, you want to give him a time? She does not view. This question is the famous piece on page 23.
That's okay.
Well, yeah. This is Soloveitchik's. Page 23 is a Xerox from the Briskerov Sefer of the Rambam. Aram Riz Halevi, Yitzchak Zev Halevi. No, this is not the stencil. The stencil is from Talmidim. This is now this is a famous piece where he responds to a letter. Mechtovo Higiani. So who wrote the letter? Rav Soloveitchik. Yeah, so it's apropos because Rav Soloveitchik lives right here. You know, in the room here. You go out of this room where you were talking before on the phone.
Yeah.
That room, that door. Uh-huh. That's where he lives. And when he came to BYU.
And
Rav Lichtenstein
also
was
there?
No. Rav Lichtenstein sometimes, when Rav Soloveitchik was not there, and he would be here, they would let him stay there as well.
Higher?
I don't know. I mean, definitely he was there. I can't figure out which years he was there. Yeah. So this is a letter that he wrote. And basically, it's known to be Rav Soloveitchik's bar mitzvah speech. His bar mitzvah speech was to answer this Rambam. Now, how can the Rambam say that you have the shechita works for one thing and not the other thing, right? And he's bringing a raya from treifa, but by treifa, it's what? It's a separate issur. So he says, "Mechtavo higiyani." Umod hisanakti al divrei torosu. Sheyivachshein kva torosu l'tzayin lo mokom adim barambam. The treifa ila heter shchita. So the answer that's given, that Rav Soloveitchik wants to give, is from Rav Chaim. You say from Rav Chaim, is that shot in treifa, why is treifa asur b'achila even after you shecht it? Because the answer is, treifa, there's something in the animal that's not going to let it live for 12 months. Right? It's not going to live. So b'meila, it's not fully alive, so to speak. Right? So when you shecht the treifa, it's a chisaron and a shechita. It's not that it's a separate issur. It's a chisaron in the shechita, because the shechita means you shecht an animal that's totally alive. But if you shecht the treifa is not totally alive, so b'meila shechita is not good. So b'meila, when you shecht the treifa, one second, that's like a shtikel nevela, because it's a chisaron in the shechita. It's a chisaron in the ma'aseh shechita.
Well, if he's showing the Masa Shechita, is a nevela, not a treifa, right?
No, so he's, yeah. But he's explaining that a treifa also is a chisaron in
the Shechita.
Why? Because even though you did a perfect Shechita, but you did a Shechita on something that wasn't totally alive. You see, a nevela was totally, a regular nevela was totally alive, and somebody shot it.
Right.
So there was no Shechita done, but it was totally alive. But a treifa, it's also alive, but there's something in it that's going to cause it to die, right? So the mela, it's not considered totally alive. So the mela, the psul of a treifa that was shechted is also a chisaron in the shechita. So the mela, that's the idea. That's why you can compare the two. In other words, we want to compare a Shechitas Akum, which is a Hisar and Shechita, to Trefa, Shechitas Trefa. One could say that Shechitas Akum is Psul in the Shechita, but Shechitas Trefa is not. So he, Rav Chaim said, no, Shechitas Trefa is also a Hisar and a Shechita, even though it was a perfect Shechita, but it was a Shechita done to something that wasn't, what? Totally alive. So look what he says. Mektavu Giyani Moses Agdag the Bivet Rosso Asher Yivaksheni Vatzaylo Mokum Hadin Baramim the Treifa in the Hetz Shkita Lachila. He never really what mighty lo she Baramim Furish came. I never said that the Rambam says this. He was the Brisker Rav says back to the Rav. Rak Shadoni Amor Rabbi Agontli the Rachaim Amor came my Atzmo Vevi Rayos and Bediva Rambam. Erek Beis Mi Amos Atuma. We'll talk about that in a future share. So we're not going to read the whole thing, but that's the idea that he's saying, that shechita of a treifa is a chisaron in the shechita. It's not just the side of like Caleb and Dam.
So help us.
It helps us because then we see that if we have a precedent, we will look for a precedent where there's a chisaron in the shechita, right, that still is matar midei nevela, but even though it's not matar v'achila. So he's saying that when you shecht an akim shechts, it's not matar midei nevela for achila, but it's still matar midei tumah. So where is a precedent for that you can have a shechita that's good for the tumah part, but not good for the achila part? So Shechitas Trefa is, according to the Rambam, is good for the is not good for the Achila part, because it's not, but it's still Matar Midei Nevela, because the Tumah is only Midrabanan, according to Pashup Shad, when the Mishnah says Achim Sheshachad is Nevela Matama Ben Masa, means Midaraisa, both. But the Rambam's Machadish is only Midrabanan. So Mela, that's the
Svar.
A svar, yeah. But it's more than a svar, because there's also a raya, let me see if you find it, that we normally say that isurim are not mitzdashim. Like you have chatzi kezayis of chelav, chatzi kezayis of nevela is not mitzdashim, but there's a tosef, I think he goes, let's see if we find it here, the chatzi zayis of trefa, the chatzi zayis in the vela on the tzarchim. That's a whole discussion. I gave a shiur in the need this year about that. Yeah. Rabbi Ganag likes to call that Tosefta, but Rabbi Vatrul Chal did have a shechita, and So that's what he's mechadish. That's the Reb Chaim's kiddush, and they say Reb Soloveitchik.
From
Mitzvah Joshua. Oh, Reb Chaim from
Yosef Dov.
Okay, so now let's get back to what we were discussing yesterday. Okay, have a good day. Shalom. Oh, here's the Tosefta. No, there's a different Tosefta. There's a different Tosefta. Yeah. I think we're going to get that quote and stuff. Okay. So we said that there's a basic difference that the Tosis and Rosh say that Akum is Lav Barsh is not a Barsh Chita. It's not Barsh Vicha. So there's no good. That's the Shita of who? But the Ram says a dinim in Avodah Zarah. So the question now, the first question you have to ask, if it's a dinner in Avodah Zarah, so maybe only the guy who's over at Avodah Zarah. In other words, the idea is, a guy who's over at Avodah Zarah, even though he didn't shech the shame of Avodah Zarah, we label it as if he shechted the shame of Avodah Zarah. But then it's a question, so what if you have a guy that's not over at Avodah Zarah? So that the Kesef Mishnah says, that's Pshat in the Rambam, Gedah Godru, we ended the shiur yesterday, that they made a special din d'rabbanan that even a guy that's not Oved Avodah Zarah is still Shechitaso is Nevela. So the din of a guy Sheshachad is a din d'araisa, only at least the Gavir Heter Achila, not the Gavir Tumah. But a guy that is not an Oved Avodah Zarah, and he shechs, he's a non-Jew, but he's not Oved Avodah Zarah. So that din is the Shechita's only Nevela Midrabbana. And that's how the Kesef Mishnah explains the Rambam of Geder Godol Godru.
And the Hashash is that not Oved Avodah Zarah, the Hashash is Godol.
So they put an Isser Midrabbana.
This Isser Drabbana is Bakhila and Tumah, right?
Well, the Tumah the Rambam holds is only is the Rabbanan even by a guy who is over a Zara. Now, this is a whole discussion in the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch. Take a look in the Shulchan Aruch on page 21. It says the Shulchan Aruch, Shechitas Akum Nevela. Afilu hu katan. Afilu eino over Avodah Zarah. Gagir Tosha. Shechitas Akum is Nevela, Afilu hu katan, Afilu eino over Avodah Zarah. We're going Ger Toshav. Right? Ger Toshav is an example. Ger Toshav is somebody who's, in the Kabbal Zayin Mitzvahs, B'nai Noach, not Oved Avodah Zarah. So he's not Oved Avodah Zarah. So it's still a Nevela. So the Kesef Mishnah, the Beis Yosef, holds that's only a Din D'Rabbanan. So the Shach disagrees with this. Take a look in the Shach. Says the Shach, Avila ain't over the Rosalom, near La Fian Yazdaiti Shkut. It's also Nevela Midaraisa. No, even the one who's not over the Rosara, it's Shkitaso is Avela Midaraisa, Kulyam, Gadisa Vitosefta.
Well, we don't really know him.
He's going to learn a different shot in the Rambam. Loka achilas v'ratar shalem erkar l'cha v'chalt v'zivcha. V'yachas yisir Torah shem yechav v'zivcha talav v'zivcha osef. V'gedal g'odol g'odru v'dover shafil kusi she'ino v'kakonin shkitasu d'veilu. Mashru l'hedi d'davke shkitas kusi she'ino v'kakonin kudahavi midrabonim. So we use the paracham as a coolant. In other words, the Rambam says, where he has the girsa, see, what do we have the girsa? Let's look at the Rambam. What page is it?
What page?
Yeah, get a gold drove, Shafil Akum.
Okay, 12? Yeah.
Yeah, so we have the Lashon Afil Akum. Even a guy that's not Ovid of Rezara. Right? And that's, the Kesem Misha says, that even if you're a guy, but you're not Ovid of Rezara, it's only a Drabon. The Shach had a different Girsa. Not Akum, but Kusi. Right. What's the difference?
Kusi is because
Kusi. Yeah, but in the end of the day, they like Rav Shach always calls the Tosin Sukkah, they converted fully. But then the Gemara says the Chulin, they were chozer to Rus Yona, they were chozer to Ovid Avodah Zarah. So Chazal revoked their Geiris. They revoked the and they declared that they're goyim. There's a Chassam Sofer and Hilchas Tzitzis discusses this. Can Chachamim revoke somebody's Yiddishkeit? They can revoke it. So that's a Din Rabbanim. So the Shach says the Girsa in the Rambam is that he had his Kusi. So Kusi, maybe that is only a Din Rabbanim because Kusi they took away his Geiris Min Rabbanim. But a regular Goy, a Goy Mamish, that shechted, that is the raisa, even if he's not Ovid Avodah Zarah. Says the davka shechitas kusi shein Ovid Kachovim who dahavi dir davar can he some perkam at the chuva shacham goes on kusim I feel shein Ovid Kachovim should pamachas matzul lehem zemus yona shay you hold him also ava shechitas akum I feel ein Ovid Avodah Zarah also be the raisa. Yeah, so that's the Bachar Vizim Shukabach Kabudis. The MS Kasu came the feast Sifra Haram or Shadit Masu Vinitsia, Shnash Shinyum. So he says this idea, Beis Yosef says that the guy, so the Beis Yosef was saying that based on the first of Venitia Shnas Shin Yud. In the Rambam of Venitia Shnas Shin Yud it says goy. Akum. For Mesifer Hilchakti Kimchamachach and Nuscha, but he thinks it's a wrong Nusach. And Nuscha Mitis, Nuscha in this case, and he says the proper Gisa is Kusi. So only a Kusi would be Drabbanan. But a Goy, even if he's not a Rezar, that would be a Nisidaraisa. So that's the famous Shach, he argues with the Kesav Mishnah. And the Taz discusses this also. He discusses the two pshatim, whether it's a din of lav bar zvicha versus avodah zarah, and he writes v'nira the nafkamina bein perish rambam lariva rosh a rambam hamogir toshav mutar kev sheyachol kol ha'amim rambam gav the tosav tosav shana also begir toshav haynu midrabanu. In other words, he's saying what the Beis Yosef says, that the nafkamina is a gir toshav, because a gir toshav is not over avodah zarah. So that's the Beis Yosef, that if you hold like the but he wants to say that in other words, the Rambam is l'shitaso. The Rambam is l'shitaso. So this Rambam, the way, let's go back into the Beis Yosef's world, where he says that Avodah Zarah is Ein Avodah Zarah is only the Rabbanim. He says that's the Rambam l'shitaso, who holds that the whole soul of Shechitas Hakum is a din of Avodah Zarah. But if you hold like that it's Lab Bazvicha, then it doesn't matter whether he's Avodah Zarah or not. So the Taz's Chiddush is that the Rambam, based on the Beis Yosef's Girsa, is saying this l'shitaso. Okay, that is the story. Okay, then there's another pshat in the Rambam that Rav Shechter here says from Rav Soloveitchik. On page 25. So he wants to say another pshat. So he's working with the Gersa that it's talking about a Goy, who's not Ovid of Rozara, but he still wants to say within the Rambam that it's a Daraisa. And Gadol Gadol Godru means it's a Siag Daraisa. In other words, even a Nochmish that's not Ovid of Rozara, Shechasugam in Kenevela, Min HaTorah. And get a god of Godru doesn't mean the Rabbanon, it means the Raisa. And get is Lashon Siag, be the Raisa. Godru, in other words, not like what the Beis Yosef learned that it's a din the Rabbanon. So we're not even talking about the Shach. Shach said it was only going to, but when that year, so it would only be the Rabbanon.
The question is Godru.
In other words, Chazal goes there even on an Akram that's not Chazal, the Torah was going
right,
there.
Right, so why is it they, Gadru? Get a Gadol, Gada, comes Baruch.
Right.
Gadru.
Yeah, you don't have to convince me, I'm not sold on this shot. So you don't have to convince me.
Say get a Gadol, Gadro, he was.
Gadro.
He was Gadro. Gadru. Gadro. Gadru, Gadro.
Yeah. Very good. Not bad. Okay, now there's another Nachkamina. Rabbi Kiva Eger, two more Nachkaminas. Sefer Mishkan Aaron discusses these Nachkaminas. Page 19. We're discussing here what's the soul of a Goy to Shech. Is it that he's Lab Bar Zvicha? He's not Mitzuvah, so he's not in the Parsha, so it's no good. That's the Tosis and the Rosh. And the Rambam says it's because anytime a Goy Shechts, even if he's not Shechting L'Avodah Zarah, we view it as if it's Shechita L'Avodah Zarah. So it's really, it's a Maisa Shechita, but it's a Shechita L'Avodah Zarah. And therefore the Rambam Shechita is that it's Matar Midei Levela Shechita Zachum. Only Midrabanan it's not. But it's, because according to Tosis, it's a nothing. It's his lava bar zvicha. According to Rambam, it's kiilu shechting lava rezara. So shechting lava rezara is not a good shechita to be mitar midei nevela, but it's still to mati bachila. But it's still because lava rezara is also bachila. But it's still mitame tumah. In other words, the tumah is only midrabanan. But it's a good shechita. It's a good shechita. It's only it gets an isra lava rezara on it. And the isra lava rezara bachila is a deraisa. For tumah is only midrabanan. So that's a whole different shot. So the Rambam Shita is that a Goy shechts, even though he didn't shecht L'Avodah Zarah. But we label it, Ki'ilu he shecht L'Avodah Zarah, and therefore the Achil is Aser. And the Tumah Shabo, since Tumah L'Avodah Zarah is only the Rabbanim, he'll have an Isra the Rabbanim. but it's a big daf kamina because it's considered a ma'isa shechita. So the Rebbe Kiva Eger says on page. Meaning, so the Mishnah said the veil, but he means because well, because it's avodah zara.
Right. Mean in the,
So Rabbi Kiva Eger has the following clear. Because the Rabbi Mishnah, the following clear. By Osov es Bino, Oseshchatu biyomechad. Say, the guy shechted the animal. Now can I shecht the child? So according to Tosfos, the first shechita was nothing. Wasn't a shechita, but according to the Rambam, it is a shechita. So look at Rabbi Kiva Eger. We need to be much closer to the Rambam. The page 19. Shahad the matamah b'masa who wrote the Rabbanon. He writes the matamah. The all these mitakroma to Zara va'af. Also b'chil midaraisa. We come back and we record traces. Shashach levei matamah midaraisa. Clearly, the deed of the das and Rambam. The only also was b'no have shechita. Zakel shechita. So also this code b'no achra. According to the Rambam, it's not matar v'achil. But the Rambam, if you hold shechita sheina ruya, shechita sheina ruya means that it's not matar b'achila, but it's still a good shechita. Harai, it's matar v'dei nevela. Came in the rice of the time of the veil, only Kareen the Chira. How become a Trefa Shashachta? If Trefa Shashachta is considered a good Shechita, Linyan Osov Es Bino, so the same thing over here. Holds that they're really partial. So that's Rabbi Kiva Eger. And one of the Kamina, the Mishkan Aaron quotes this. Is what if you have Shnayim Ochsin Besachim? You know, I mean, Kohen's version of course about Salvechik, but Mishkan Aaron has it. Shnayim Ochsin Besachim. So if you say, well, the two people are holding to the Sakim, right? So, Chora, if you say, as Mishkan Aaron or the people of Salvechik say, if you hold that Shechita Sakim is nothing, but you have another person Shechting also, two people are holding the Sakim, that'll be okay, because it's a zero, it's not a negative. But if you hold like the Rambam, it's a negative. So then, even though the other guy's there, but you're a negative. Mishkan Aaron, I don't know if I put it in here.
What?
Rav Aaron Stein. He's the son of Rav Pesach Stein. I should have put it in the packet. I remember there was one, I'll tell you a story. Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldberg was only here one Shabbos, to my knowledge and history. He spent Shabbos here. And we davened in the old base medrash. They got an aliyah. And I had the Mishkan Aaron by my mokum. And when he was walking back from his aliyah, he saw it, he picked it up, he looked at it, and he said, Yaakov Toyer Riyadir.
Did he see your name?
Yeah.
What was your brain?
So it's a good safer, Mishkan Aaron.
Yeah,
so he had that shtickle there also about I think Rabbi Konigsberg here quotes it from Rav Salvechik on page 27. So he says, "You should stop it. I'm chil. Should I'm tumul achil with that saram?" He quotes the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Yisrael pasul often besakin v'shochtin hareiz hashchita psula." The Shach quotes the Zavur and Kasher. So he says that the machlokes is whether achil is poisol or is just a kof ba'alma. If he's a poisol, then. No. I think I don't know why I didn't put in that piece there. But that's another nafkamina that's in this discussion. Yeah, if you want to look in page 22 of the Shulchan Aruch, if you're now. Okay, are you Yisrael, Apostle, Officer, Mesachim, Shochtim, Sula? So he says, so they want to say it's taller than the Shaila. And Tosefta is here on page 8. It says, Yisrael va'akum she'yu ochzim b'sakim shochtin afil echad l'mal v'chad l'mal v'shikitosim k'sher. So that's the sheet. And maybe Rav Aaron Stein points this out. Maybe it's Rav Soloveitchik. Because the Tosefta says, Akum Psula, Shenem is Vavach Vavachalta. So he's now Malav Barzvicha. So words Lashikaso. I think could be the Mishkan Aaron points that says this. Maybe Rasulovich also. But in other words, because the Rambam, the Tosefta is working with the Shitas Hatoisis, that he's Malav Barzvicha. So it works very good that if he's shechting with Israel and a Goya shechting together, that it's okay, because if you love Zohar Zicha, then you're a zero, you're not a negative. And then since you have some kosher, then it's okay. Okay, I'd like to take a 5-minute break, and then we could do the next pack. Shrikas Kofa.
Very
up
and down.
Yeah.
Like, very, very, yes, sir, like London.
Yeah.
Who's that?